Hi, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of the Faith Frontlines. I'm Joshua Burkholder, and I serve as the principal here at Faith High School.
And I'm Jordan, the academic dean. We're glad that you're joining us, listening today. This podcast is something that we've been discussing as just a way for us to stay connected with the parents, with the students, faculty, alumni, anyone who really cares about what God is doing here at Faith High School.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever your reason is for listening in, we hope this podcast feels like a window into our heart here at Faith High School, a place where truth is taught, character is formed, students are encouraged to live for Christ.
So we don't know exactly where this is going, and we're just kind of feeling it out as we go. But we'd like to share like some updates on here. We'd like to talk about things that are happening at school, highlight some people and stories, maybe some teachers and students. Hopefully just give you some things to think about and to pray about as we walk through this school year together.
We're just getting started, so thanks for listening in. Let's dive into today's conversation. For the first question today, Jordan, tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe your role here at the school, and past teaching experience. Where do you come from?
So I'll be serving as academic dean this year at Faith. This is my first year teaching high school, and so it'll be some figuring things out there. I spent 7 years of teaching sixth grade at Weavertown Mennonite School, and I'm grateful that I have, I think, around 26 former students here this year. So looking forward to interacting with them again. Then I took a break for a year and then taught 2 years of seventh grade in Ohio at Legacy Christian School. Had a really good experience there. So now here I am at Faith for year 10.
Yeah, and I can tell you're passionate about education and working with students, and different experiences have helped you with that. So I'm excited to have you on the team here for sure. It's been fun working together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I my role here is the principal. I'm looking forward to overseeing some things like student discipleship, teacher mentoring, and just kind of running the day-to-day business of the school here. My experience is a little bit varied, but most of my experience has been in middle school and high school English teaching. I also have several years of school leadership in two different schools. One of those roles was as a school principal in a K through 12, and the other school was focused more in the academic side of things and putting together an academic programming. So I'm excited to take the things I've learned from that experience here, and looking forward to serving the school here. Currently a member at Lincoln Mennonite Church, and I'm a graduate of Terry Hill Mennonite High School. Look at that.
No,
so,
no.
I know. Good. I know. It's been good food for thought around here for sure. You know, I came to the faith, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Good to have you here.
Yeah.
I was a graduate from Faith, class of 2013, so it's been a long time ago. And then this past year, I graduated from Lancaster Bible College after 8 years of taking classes there. I think you have some college experience as well.
I do, yeah. I'm a graduate of Liberty University based out of Lynchburg. I was doing online classes and wrapped that up about a little over a year ago now, I guess.
Very interesting.
Half my bachelor's degree in English education. Yeah, so what inspired us to do this podcast?
Yeah, well, it was kind of cool how it came to be. Both of us were thinking about it, and then somebody else came to us and said we should do it.
Yeah.
And so it just confirmed, I guess, that it's something that should be done.
Yeah. It feels like a good creative output for us. Just kind of stay connected with our school here, but also just be creative with it and have fun.
Yep. It is a fresh way of engaging. It's kind of like a modern form of communication.
It really is. Yeah.
People listen to podcasts. And so for us to be able to engage with our students and patrons, it's like a way of serving them and keeping you guys in the loop.
Yeah. So as we said in our intro, we're just hoping to give you a window into what's happening here at school and just be a good communication piece. We always enjoy, I know we've had conversations with parents already through the summer. They're coming into the building and
so fun.
We just spark a conversation at random and it's been good getting to know everyone. So we're hoping this is another piece that you could feel you can communicate with us.
Yeah, but just another piece. It's not necessarily replacing email, and so it's not a homework assignment that you have to listen to this podcast at all.
That's correct. This podcast will give you lots of information, but it's not a required listen at all. It's something that's here for you. And a way that we serve our community here, we really want to look at the service aspect of what we do here at school.
Amen.
Yeah, so we are excited to onboard quite a few new teachers this year. Lots of talent out there. I'm really mm-hmm. excited about that one. Tell us a little bit. You've been working with teacher schedules and things. Tell us about our new teachers.
Yeah, well, I am one of them. And so yeah. I have found excitement in getting to know the people. And as I meet them and interact with them and get to know them and hear their heart, it has gotten me even more excited for the year.
For sure.
We have Mr. Jonathan coming to us from New York City. He grew up in Brooklyn and then attended Sattler College, and he'll be teaching some of the history classes and some of the English classes. He especially values humanities, and so the study of what it's like to be a human. Mr. Yoder comes to us from Georgia. His name is Eldon Yoder, and the Weavertown graduates will know him as Mr. Yoder's brother, Randall Yoder from Weavertown, eighth grade teacher, his brother Eldon. He has a number of years of teaching experience, and he'll be teaching a few math classes and a few sciences as well. And then Mr. Berge is another full-time teacher, and he'll be teaching the music classes, recent graduate of Westchester University. Glad to have him here. So yeah, I don't know if you have anything to add there on any of those full-timers.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to have them on the team. Each of them comes with some past experiences that are just going to be great for the classes that they're assigned to. So I'm excited to see their personal craft here at Faith. I think really good additions.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about who each of them are as individuals. They play like our role models. They're good men. And so
they
I'm
really
excited
are.
About that. And then part-time, we have a lot of students signed up to take A&P. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. So Mr. Josiah is going to be teaching A&P. Josiah Stalsfus, he goes to Bethel, and he works at Souder Hardscape. So he's going to be teaching some of the A&P classes and figuring out what it's like to be a teacher there. So we're excited to have him. And then we're really looking at ramping up some of the shop classes again. And so we have two part-time shop teachers. Mr. King, Caleb King, will be here teaching welding, something that he's done as a job for a number of years. And so he's tremendously qualified. He'll also be teaching car care. And so we hope to get lots of guys up there into the shop. And if we offer a couple different welding periods, they'll be able to.
Yeah, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but I'm just super excited that we can open up that shop building and just fill it with classes.
Yep.
I think that's something we're looking forward to this year. That's maybe bringing the shop to life, and so to speak. And we're excited about that. So we have some good guys that have lots of experience there. And just an interesting fact about me, before God called me into like school teaching and education, I kind of set my sights on being a doctor mm-hmm. and going into medicine. And so Josiah is coming on teaching some A&P, and it's just valuable skills for our students to learn.
Amen.
And so, yeah, really exciting stuff there. Thank you. Thank you for sharing about those staff.
Yeah, let me add one more part-timer. We're also having my brother, Mr. Craig, in for small engines.
Yeah.
So he'll be up there two periods a day. He has done that ever since high school. He took a number of years of small engines here at Faith and has basically done it ever since, with a little stint or a couple year stint in teaching as well. So we're glad to have him on board as well.
You know, really, from what I can observe, you and your brother get along pretty well. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of thankful for that. That, you know, would be scary.
Yeah. No, I'm excited about teaching with him. I've never had the opportunity to teach with Craig before.
Yeah, that's great. But both teachers. Definitely coming from a family of teachers, so we appreciate that. You might have noticed that as we're talking through, we're seeing a bunch of men's names. Mm-hmm. It's a good group of guys who are going to be teaching. But we'd kind of like a few female staff if we could. Maybe you could speak more to this, but we might have some class openings specifically that a female teacher might provide.
Yeah, we are looking at that and praying for that. It's something that is a position that's open, especially if you know somebody that would be a role model, able to direct culture and just care well for the ladies of Faith Mennonite High School. It would be so great to hear from you. And if you have any recommendations, let us know.
Yeah, I mean, we do have Angie Bang coming in here as administrative assistant. You'll see her at the front office. And truly, she's the face of the school. And I think she's going to do a really great job. I had a privilege of working with her for the past couple weeks here. And she's doing a great job. I know she's going to do a great job, but I'm sure she wouldn't care to have, some companionship here as well in the staff. So
we have some part-time ladies that are awesome, and I'm looking forward to what they add as well.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, so that's kind of a need we'll throw out there, and you can be in prayer about it and definitely be in touch if you know some qualified individuals who are just really looking forward to teaching next year and providing a role model. Thinking about the classes, we kind of whet people's appetite here. There's some good things happening in our academic schedule. Can you walk us through kind of what that's looking like?
Yeah, this might get a little rambly, and I'll do my best to just kind of talk in general here in general terms. The schedule is a real puzzle, and so it just takes a lot of work to get everything to fit together. And so we're working at finalizing that and should have it done here in the next couple weeks. Want to work at getting those student schedules together shortly. A big change to the course selection guide this year was a change in the junior required courses. So we are offering a lot more student choice in what they take in both science and in math. So we'll start with highlighting the math courses there. Algebra 2 is the course that had been basically required before. And after looking at other Pennsylvania schools and requirements, et cetera, a number of our electives here actually fit into the math category, sometimes through business math or some other math, but they still count as a math class. We need 3 credits to graduate. 3 math credits to graduate from Faith, or actually in the state of Pennsylvania, there's 3 required math courses. So Algebra 2 is still available, and we have a number of students taking that. Accounting 1 is a business math course, and that counts, and we have a number of students taking that. That's been a really good class over the years. Introduction to Computer Science is a class that is a flex class. It's computer science, and so it counts as a science. I'll come back to that, but it also counts as a math. And then personal finance is a class that I wanted to highlight somewhat. That's no longer a required course, but a really good course to set a student up for the real world. Budgeting and credit cards and so many other things. And so while it's not required, we would love to fill that class up with seniors. And there's a pretty good list of juniors who are taking that class as well for a required math class. And then we'll have the pre-calc class there as well. So that's math. Any input there or questions?
Yeah, no, I like the lineup that we have here, and I think the change is going to be good. I know we talked about junior year felt a little heavy to some people. It's kind of the feedback we got. And we definitely believe education is hard work, but we also want our students to be invested in it. And it's hard to invest in something that you just feel like you're overwhelmed. And so I'm looking forward to this change. I think you kind of highlighted personal finance that, you know, some of these things we're not really requiring anymore, but it's not that we put any less credence to it. It's more that we want our students to be able to choose some quality classes. And I mean, you and I both know adult life just like you know, if I could go back to being a teenager again, I think some days I almost want to, right?
Yeah.
There's just so much like in my personal finance that, you know, I'm responsible for now and to be a good steward. And I think that class just did really well. When I think about myself before God as a Christian, how am I managing what God's giving me? Mm-hmm. And just the real specifics of running my household, right? Mm-hmm. Running my financial life. And so that was rambling, but yes.
Good. We want you as we want the students to choose classes that they're excited about. And so this gives them the choice, the chance to do that. And then in science, chemistry was the required course, and we are still offering that. There's a lot of students this year who have chosen AMP, anatomy and physiology. So that's the class that Josh talked about earlier, talks about how our human bodies are made and then how they work. Anatomy would be the bones and the muscles, things like that, how they're built, and physiology would be how they work. And then physics is a class that a few people will choose to take. It's the science of how things move, etc. And then again, just highlighting that intro to computer science counts as a science class if you choose for it to count as a science class. So in both of those, math and science, you'll need 3 credits in order to graduate from Faith High School.
Wow, math and science are just a big core of any education program. And I think it's been exciting to see the work that you're doing here in putting together really solid options for both math and science. And it's classes that are going to serve our students well just years into the future.
Yes.
Even if they're not a doctor or an engineer or what, you know, all these big jobs that use science and math, it touches every area of our life.
Yes.
And so I'm excited about that.
I am too. If I would be a student, as I look back on it, I would have loved to choose some of these classes that we are offering.
Absolutely.
And then we already mentioned small engines and welding, but we're hoping to have at least 2 periods of each of those in the morning. And so we hope that, especially some of the guys, but that we can get a lot of students up there in the shop to do those vocational things. As I build the schedule, I wish that I would be able to perfectly accommodate it.
Ah, man, if you figure it out, let me know.
There's programs out there and stuff, but yeah. We just won't be able to completely satisfy everyone. And so, especially here in my first year of doing it, I would just ask for grace. Yeah. I'm guessing that there will be mistakes and we'll figure things out as we go along. But the goal is to get it out to get those schedules out to the students before school starts. And maybe then students, if you see a class that you would like to add or drop, be on that ahead of time so that we can maybe take care of that even before school starts.
Yeah, Jordan, I know you and I have been doing a lot of work to make sure that we have things in a timely fashion and in a way that people have response time. Mm-hmm. And it's important to both of us, and I like how you're plugging away. How long have you been working on this schedule? Do you know how many hours are into this by now?
No, I don't. I know this, that the first 2 hours went excellent.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of the schedule taken care of right away. And then the little pieces are what's hard because maybe it works for this teacher at this time, or maybe this class has a required class. And so once you move one little thing, then the house of cards falls.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's hard to appreciate just a run-of-the-mill schedule until you've sat behind hours of looking at this thing. And you've done a terrific job so far. Thank you. I think we're going to have a good lineup here. Definitely want to accommodate as much as we can, but like you said, it's just not always possible. We're going to do our best. So yeah, good. So there'll be a schedule hopefully coming out. You can look at and you can talk together, get some guidance. If there's students listening in, you know, get some guidance from your parents and figure out a good course of action for yourself academically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you finished with that? I feel like I interrupted.
I don't think that I have anything major on the schedule. It's fun to see seniors filling their schedule up. I think that's just a really good year to do lots of fun classes.
Yeah.
And I just think it's much better to invest your time well in that senior year in classes that you like rather than not having enough to do.
Yeah, honestly, boredom is just terrifying for most people, right? Yeah. It's just not something that's profitable. It doesn't get us to good places. And I'm excited. Our students are doing a good job. And they seem excited, yes. right? We've got forms from our students, and we can tell there's just excitement around some of these classes. So good, good. Hopefully there's something that everyone enjoys for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, thinking about just the details of school, we're fast approaching the first day of school.
It's mind-blowing.
Whether people want to admit it or not, but that's where we're at, right?
Yeah.
And I'm excited for that. As we think about the first day, there's just a few things we felt you might want to pay attention to. One of those is our handbook policy manual for students and parents. We intend to follow that policy manual, and there's a few things particularly that we're looking at that we just want to be sure that we're consistent in, I think is the best word. And so we're looking at things like the dress code. We're looking at things like our discipleship programming here. And all things that we all know, you know, it's a part of every organization. We think sometimes rules, it'd be great if we had no rules. Did you ever play a game like that?
I don't know if it'd work.
I don't think it would. Yeah, it's one of those necessities of life. And so, you know, it's not like we're somehow superior by our handbook. It's just this is the rules of the game that we're playing here. So, so we ask that you maybe browse through it again, just familiarize yourself. Especially if there's a section you don't even know what the policy is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm doing that almost on a weekly basis. Like, what is our policy? Let me go back to the policy manual. And so, yeah, it's good. Just browse through it, maybe get accustomed with it.
Yeah, and, like Josh said, there's not too many changes, but it's just a call to remember who we are. We are Faith High School, and so we have agreed to do this. And so, yeah, basically we as teachers – administration want to just practice what the handbook says.
Yeah, that's right. We're thinking about a theme this year. So we've been talking as a leadership team, and Mr. Esch has been supervising the leadership team here as head of school, and we're talking about culture and how can we build a culture that we want to be a part of, that our students want to be a part of, our families feel good about. And you know, I've heard said one time, we as teachers take care of men's two greatest possessions. Do you know what they are?
Their children.
Their children, definitely.
And, don't know the other.
And their finances.
Okay.
Right? So we're digging into bank books. We know that. Like, it's costly to have a good education program.
Yeah.
But we're dealing foremost with their most treasured possession, their children. And we desire, as a leadership team, and I know we do as a school community, we desire that our students are getting prepared for life in God's service,
Amen.
Right, in the service of the kingdom, and we're honored to be a small part of that.
Yeah, it's a huge passion and excitement. It's why I do what I do, because that's the ultimate goal. That's what we care about.
That's right, and so then we're like, what does that look like when a student graduates? What do we actually want them to look like? So we've been talking about that. I think the word portrait of a graduate has come up. Like, what do we want a graduate to look like? And as we talked about that, we said, okay, when a student comes in as a freshman and then we see them graduate as a senior, have we seen a change in the way that they conduct themselves, in the way that they understand themselves and understand other people? And we're doing this through the classes that we're choosing and the social atmosphere that we're creating and the teacher relationships we're building and all this. And the investment of our parents. You know, we couldn't do it without our parents. Right. And so as we work together, what do we want our graduates to look like? And I think, what word did you come up with?
I think we used maturity.
Yeah.
We're looking for seniors who leave here as adults that are ready to do their own teaching, that they are ready to go into the world and serve others. And so one of the aspects of maturity is just not thinking only about myself, but how life doesn't revolve around me. How can I actually help others, my family, my church, my youth group, and the greater world?
Yeah. And so we're thinking of the words humility and we're thinking of the word servanthood. And we'd like to focus on those concepts specifically in the first semester here. We'll reevaluate and see where we want to go from there, maybe come up with some new words, but just kind of a rally point, a rally word per se. And, you know, we just want to be people of humility, people of servanthood. And I think when we focus on that, we're going to start to build this culture. We all like being around people who are humble and who are serving, right? It's harder sometimes to be that person because it requires a sacrifice of myself. Mm-hmm. But our Lord, the greatest teacher on earth, that's not to lower God's deity, but right, he was a teacher on earth and he taught us to be humble.
Yep.
And he taught us to serve one another. And I think we do well to look at that ourselves.
Mark 10:43, whoever wants to become great among you must be a servant.
Yeah.
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
Isn't that incredible? Jesus just really focus in on that. I need you to be a servant first. And then when you're a servant, you're considered the greatest in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. That's phenomenal. And so we're going to focus on that here in the first part of the year. We're just going to keep it in the forefront. Might show up in chapels, might show up, you know, things that are posted in the hallway, might show up in the things that we're saying and communicating. And definitely we invite you as a patron body and as students, we just invite you to invest in that theme and help us out. Help us to, you know, let's check ourselves. Are we being full of humility? Are we being full of service to each other?
I like how you said, let's check ourselves, because we as teachers want to work on this as well.
That's right.
It's something that we want to choose humility over pride. We want to lead by example. We want to model servanthood in all that we do. And hopefully our students do that as well.
Yeah, that's not something like you wake up, look at yourself in the mirror, and man, I'm a servant today, right? It's like not the first thing on our mind. So, yeah, we definitely want to check ourselves on that and keep ourselves accountable. So that's our theme. We're excited about that. I don't know, Jordan. It seems like we're kind of coming to the end of what we wanted to podcast out here. Mm-hmm. Is there anything I missed?
I like it. A couple dates yet, and that's about all we need to hit.
Yeah. So a couple upcoming events for you to think about. If you have a freshman incoming, we have orientation scheduled for July 29. We're looking at a good morning to bring the freshmen into the building, get them together as a group. We're blessed to have a lot of different schools where these students are coming from, and different environments, different friend groups, and we get to meet each other and make new friends and good stuff. So that's happening July 29. Staff orientation is happening August 11 to 14. It's going to be 4 days of, I tell you what, at the end of those days, usually, whether I'm a teacher or I'm a school leader, I end up being tired.
Yeah, I believe
it's
it.
Just a lot of details to think about.
It is.
But it always helps the year go better if we do that. So we're going to spend some time together as staff, getting to know each other and just keeping in mind some details of school. School cleaning is also scheduled for August 11. You've been assigned a group. I would just say, you know, if you have any questions about that, maybe you're a new patron, you're not sure how school cleaning works or whatever, please reach out to your group lead for any questions there. And if you're not sure who that is, I guess call the front office. We'd be glad to put you in touch. And then it's day one,
wow.
Jordan. That's crazy. I don't even know how many weeks away now, but August 21st, right?
That's right. Yeah, we're just over a month away.
Yeah, that's incredible. Summer has gone so fast. Mm-hmm. I can speak for myself. I miss the kids in the building here. It's been a quiet building, working in my office solo here. So I'm going to be thrilled to see the building full and teachers coming in excited for their work and parents coming to check in on us and visit and just do life here at school, right?
That is exciting.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining us. If something we've talked about it resonates with you or you have any questions, maybe some ideas for future podcasts, we welcome that. Any words of encouragement or things you'd like us to know, we'd like to hear from you. I think it's going to be something that we try to to continually say, we want to hear from you.
That's right. You can reach out to us, text, email, call, whatever. We want this podcast to be the start of a conversation. It's not just sitting us sitting here with a microphone, not a one-way announcement, but we want to hear from you. So we think that our roles here are not just about leading, not just about leadership. They're actually about service. And so we want our lives and our students' lives and this school to be a blessing to our entire community.
Amen. Let's keep this dialogue going. We're here and we're listening. We're praying that this school year is one of growth, one of grace, one filled with joy. There's no greater joy, right? So until next time, keep the faith.